If you are given one thing to teach your children, what would that one thing be? I believe that you would teach the most important thing. Kung isang bagay lang ang pwede mong ituro sa mga anak mo, ano yun? For me, the most important thing that you teach your children is you teach them how to be blessed or how to be happy. Maraming mga magulang ngayon tinuturuan ng anak talagang yumaman. And they motivate their children, they want their children to be rich. Gusto nila talagang limpak-limpak na salapi. Because they think that money can make their children happy. Ang daming kong kilala na nag-suicide. Sa sobrang dami ng pera, bakit nag-suicide? Dahil malungkot ang buhay, hindi happy. Some parents teach their children how to be famous, how to become popular. You know? Gawin mo lahat para makilala ka. You train your children to be popular, to be famous, but then in the end, what if they're not happy? What is important that we teach our children how to be happy? The word happy is synonymous with the word blessed. Kaya makikita nyo palagi dito sa scripture, blessed, blessed, blessed. We are blessed to be a blessing. The word blessed comes from a Greek word, makarios. In the Bible, in the New Testament, the word blessed is makarios. Makarios means to be happy and joyful inwardly. Masayahin, malipayon, iyata sa suod. Amen? That joy that is not based on the circumstances that is around you. That joy that is not based on people. That is not based on what people say about you or what people don't say about you. That inner joy is within. That is what it means to be blessed. Inside you, there is the grace of God working inside you. God's favor rests upon you. That's what it means to be blessed. The grace of God is full in you. It's working within you. And the favor of God rests upon you. It surrounds you like a shield to protect you. That is what it means to be blessed. And I pray that all of us, parents, we teach our children how to be blessed and how to be happy. And the Lord today in the gospel teaches us how. Amen? Sino ang may disenyo ng buhay natin? Sinong may alam sa buhay natin? Sino talagang nakakakilala sa atin? Siya lang. We don't even know ourselves. And because God is the one who created and designed us, then He is the only person who knows how we can be happy. That's why it pays to listen to God. And in our gospel today, Jesus speaks to us. God speaks to us. And when God speaks to us, it's not just na para pangaralan lang tayo, para turuan tayo, para pagalitan tayo. When Jesus speaks to us, He wants to reveal Himself to us. Nagpapakilala siya sa atin. It's one thing that God knows us, it's another thing that we know God. Not just with our mind, but kilala natin ang Diyos dahil may relasyon tayo sa Kanya. And that's the purpose why God speaks. In the Old Testament, in olden times, God speaks to us through signs and wonders. God speaks to us through the prophets. But in this new and season, God speaks to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Every time you read your Bible and you see and you hear Christ speaks to us, that is God speaking to us. Maraming tao nagsasabi, hindi na nagsasalita ang Diyos sa atin. Hindi naman tayo kinakausap ng Diyos, kinakausap po. Araw-araw tayong kinakausap ng Diyos. Hindi lang tayo nakikinig. Amen? We don't listen to Him. And so, to be happy, God teaches us. And in the Gospels, in our readings today, it is full pack of principles where God teaches us to be blessed. Our Old Testament reading from the prophet Jeremiah, you know, ang unang sinabi ni Jeremiah kaagad, woe! Okay. He did not start with bless, he start with woe. Ano ibig sabihin ng woe? Hindi yan wow, woe. The word woe means, sa Tagalog, kalunos-lunos. Woe means it's a tragedy. Woe means it's a catastrophe. Woe means it's so sad for you, it's sorrowful. Woe to who? Woe to the man who puts his trust in another man or in a human being. Woe to man who trusts in man, but his heart does not trust in God. Kalunos-lunos po yung taong hindi marunong mag-trust kay Lord. But instead, he trusts in man, he trusts in others, he trusts his friends, he trusts himself. Now, masama ba? Is it wrong to trust your friends? There are good people around the world also. Is it wrong to trust your children? Is it wrong to trust your wife? Is it wrong to trust your husband? No, this is not what God is trying to convey to us. What is wrong if we put that trust deep within in the very center of our heart? There is that trust that is only meant for God. To trust God means that He is the center of our life. Now, it's okay to trust man. You know, when I travel, hindi ako natutulog pag hindi ako nagda-drive. I don't sleep when I'm not driving. Pag merong nagda-drive na iba at mumabiyahe ako, hindi ako natutulog. Lalo na pag yung driver malikot, I don't sleep at all. Pero minsan, merong mga driver na magaling talaga. Lalo na pag si Father Jobert ang nagda-drive, nakakatulog ako. I trust him. You know, when he drives, I sleep. But I will not trust my whole life to him. I will not trust my salvation to him. I will not trust my future to him. I just trust him when I ride along with him. Amen? We trust our children. We should trust some of our friends. There are some good people. You trust your shepherd. You trust me. I trust you. But there is that trust deep within your soul that is reserved for God. Amen? Do not give that away to man. Amen? Rupagsalig nga dapat para sa Ginoo langit ayaw pagtauron sa tao o sa sirkumstansya. This is what Jeremiah said, because if that center your heart will trust in other things other than God, then sabi niya, whoa, you know, it's gonna be very sad for you. It is going to be catastrophic for you. It is going to be a tragedy for you if you do that. We need to trust in the Lord with our whole heart. Why is that? Why is it important that we trust in God? Because if we do not trust in God, there is no hope for us. Amen? If we don't trust in the Lord with all our heart, then there is no hope for us. What pag-asa, what paglaom ra aton kabuhi. Our second reading speaks of the resurrection. Some people doubt if there is a resurrection. You know, sinulat ni St. Paul yan. Sabi niya, maraming mga Kristiyano, they doubt kung talaga mabubuhay yung patay ulit. Ano, kung sunod-sunod, may patay. Sometimes you already question yourself, mabubuhay pa bang mga to? You know? And St. Paul verified it. Sabi niya, if there is no resurrection, then our faith in God is in vain. Sayang lang, trust ng trust tayo kay Lord. If there is no resurrection, then what's the point in life? You know? Bakit ka trabaho ng trabaho? Doon ka lang naman sa kabaong pupunta. Why would you take care of your family? Why would you, you know, live your life at in the end, pupunta ka lang naman sa kabaong at doon ka na forever? Where is the hope in that? But because of Christ resurrecting from the dead, then we know where we are going. Amen? Alam natin. At the end of the day, kahit gaano kahirap ng buhay, at the end of the day, we will stop working, we will stop being sorrowful, we will stop aching. Sabi nga nila sa akin, Father, ano sa iyo ang langit? Para sa akin yung langit, alam niyo kung ano? Yung papasok ako sa isang kwarto, lahat ng paborito kong pagkain nandun. Lahat ng binabawal sa akin dito sa mundo, nandun sa langit, hindi bawal. At pag kinain ko yan, i-check ko yung sugar ko, normal pa rin. Kahit ubusin ko yan, yan ang langit para sa akin. Amen? Kaya pag binabawalan ako dito, huwag ka munang kumain yan, okay lang, tinitiis ko. Balang araw, aakyat din ako sa langit. Doon ko yan kakainin. Do you understand what I'm saying? The resurrection of Christ brings hope to us. Amen? In the end, everything will work together for good for those who love God. That is our hope. But how can you have that hope if you don't trust God? Amen? Because only those who trust in the Lord can have that hope. You cannot have the hope of heaven if you don't trust God today. Amen? We need to trust God. Trusting in God brings hope to us. Jeremiah said, the person who does not trust in God but trusts in other things, it's woe to them because they're like trees planted in the wilderness where there is no water. Those who do not trust in God are like trees in the middle of the desert and there is a drought coming. Ganyan ang itsura ng taong hindi nananalig sa Diyos, who do not trust God. But the reverse of that is this, if you are a man, a person who trusts in God, then no matter what the circumstances may be, there is always hope for you. Amen? You are like a tree planted by the streams, rivers of water. Napakalapit mo sa tubig. Kaya pag tagtuyo na, when there is dryness and there is barrenness, when everything around you is salted, pangit na yung mga sirkumstansya ng buhay mo, if you keep on trusting in God, there is that hope in you. Lilipas din to. Makakaraos din tayo dito. Because you trust in God. Our psalm reading speaks of meditating on God's word. If you trust God, you would trust His word. Amen? If you trust God, you would trust what He says to you. What does God say? He will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Do you trust that? I do. Irregardless of the circumstances, irregardless of what's happening around me, deep within my soul, deep within me, I know my God will supply. Pero dito, minsan, iniisip natin, paano kaya to? Paano na lang yung mga anak ko nag-aaral? Yung mga anak ko malakas kumain? You know, all these things, how can I provide for them? Yes, here. Sometimes we are concerned. But deep within you, in your soul, because you have put your trust in God, I know all will be well for me. Deep inside, alam ko. And there is no room for you to panic. There is no room for you to be afraid when you put your trust in God. Why? Because trusting in the Lord brings hope to you, irregardless of the circumstances. Then our gospel today speaks of blessedness. Blessed are you, poor. Alam nyo yung Sermon on the Mount version ni Matthew yan. Nandun siya sa bundok, di ba? He was on the mountain, the Sermon on the Mount. But in the account of Luke, Jesus was not on the mountain, He was on the plain. So which is which? Hayaan na lang natin yung mga theologian pag-aralan yan. So this is called the Sermon on the Plain. It's the same thing. What did He say? Blessed are you poor. You know, something about the sermon, the beatitude in Luke. Sa Matthew kasi sinabi niya, blessed are the poor in spirit. Diba? Pero dito sa Luke, anong sabi niya? Blessed are you poor. So it's not just being poor in spirit, it's really being poor. Yung walang-wala ka. And God said, you are blessed. Blessed are those who hunger now. Sa Matthew, sabi niya, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. No, sabi niya dito, blessed are you who hunger. Umihilab yung tiyan dahil walang makain. Have you experienced that? You have nothing to eat. Sino sa inyo nakaranas na walang makain talaga? You know? Blessed are those who hunger. Blessed are you, sabi niya, when men speak evil against you, when they persecute you, when they cast you out, and they insult you. Paano maging blessed yan? Paano? Being poor per se is not a blessing. Tandaan nyo yan. Poverty is not a blessing. It is a curse. But why did Jesus say, blessed are you when you're poor? Why are you blessed when you are poor? Because yours is the kingdom of God. That's the reason why you're blessed, because the kingdom of God belongs to you. Yan ang reason, hindi dahil mahirap ka. There is no blessing dahil mahirap ka per se. Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. You are blessed because the kingdom of God is yours. And in the midst of that poverty, you did not trust in anything else. But deep within you, you continue to trust in God. Your trust and your hope in God produces the joy inside you. That's why you're blessed. Amen? Blessed are you who weep now. You weep. This is a person who trusts God and has put God in the center of his life. He does not derive his joy from what people laugh at. May mga tao ngayon talagang ang buhay nila umiikot doon sa happenings, sa mga gimmicks. There are people today who find so much joy and elation sa mga piyesta, sa mga pagtitipon-tipon, you know. Sabi niya, if you laugh now, one day you will cry. Why? Because you have put that in the center of your life. We are not supposed to put those things in the center of our lives. God should be in the center of your life. So, pag walang mga happenings, walang mga gimmicks, there is no experience of elation and happiness, walang festivities, it's okay. Why? Because I did not center my life on those things. Dito sa Kalibo, one of the things we enjoy is yung ati-atihan natin. Dito ko nakita sa Kalibo, pag-ati-atihan, mapagbigay lahat. You know, we share, we give. Sige, kumain ka. Sige, uminom ka. May pusa. Huwag nyo lang pansinin, pag may pusa, walang daga. Diba? We put our center ourselves on the joys of having friends, in the joys of having parties. Doon tayo umiikot. Lalo na pag ati-atihan, everybody happy. Pagkatapos ng ati-atihan, everybody angry. Nag-aaway na. Kaya gustong-gusto ko sa radyo. You know, every ati-atihan, kinabukasan, nakikinig ako sa radyo. Pinapakinggan ko yung nag-aaway. Nakikimarites ako, nag-aaway na. Umutang sa tindahan ng 5 kahang soft drinks tsaka beer. Kinabukasan, sabi ng ayan, hindi ako umutang yan. Wala akong kinuha. Ayun, away na. No? Katapos ng ati-atihan, buong taon, tiis-tiis, nagbabayad ng utang. Isang araw na talagang pag-i-enjoy. You know, yung sinabi ni Jesus, blessed are those who weep now. You weep. In other words, you are not a person who live by the joys and the funfare of the world. You are a person who walks with God. Amen? You derive your joy from God. You derive your joy from the sufferings of Jesus, connected to your own sufferings. You know, when we suffer for the Lord, we suffer with the Lord. Kasama natin siya. That's what it means to be weeping. Blessed are you when men revile you, when people insult you, when people cast you out. What is he trying to say here? Many Christians today, their hearts centers only on other people and what they will say about you. Minsan tayo nabubuhay tayo sa paggalang, sa pagrespeto. We live by the honor that people could give to us. Doon tayo umiikot lang. Ang sabi ni Lord, when you walk with me, when you center your life in Christ, sometimes, or oftentimes, people may not like you. They will revile you. They will insult you. They will cast you out. Bakit? Kasi minsan pag hindi tayo nag-iingat, yung mga sinasabi natin, we do it to tickle the ears of people. And the past few weeks, I have been trying to evaluate myself, evaluate what I'm teaching. And I got worried because yung mga nakikinig sa akin, yung mga taong nakakasalamu ako, sabi, Bishop, ang ganda ng teaching mo. Nag-i-enjoy talaga ako. Bishop, nag-i-enjoy ako sa teaching mo. Bishop, I like your teaching. Bishop, I like what you said. And I get worried when people start to like. You know why? Because sometimes I get into danger of only saying the things that you will like. But as your bishop, as a shepherd, there are things that I have to say even if you don't like them. Kaya iniingatan ko yung puso ko, baka lahat ng sinasabi ko parang tinitikel ko lang yung mga tenga nyo so that you like me. You know, we are so aware of people if they don't like us and if they like us. Sino ba sa atin hindi gusto that people will like you? How many of you here, you would like people to like you? Diba? But you see, when you walk with the Lord and you speak the truth, there will be people who will be offended by you. Naniniwala ba kayo niyan? Pagkasama mo si Lord at sasabihin mo yung katotohanan ng Diyos, may mga tao talagang masasaktan sa iyo and they will not like you anymore. So anong gagawin natin? Ay, hindi lang kita maghambal ron, it matuod. Ano ro problema kung wa kita gahambal it matuod? Ha? Ano problema kung wa kita gahambal it matuod? Naga pinorelwon kita. Amen. Amen. You know? Minsan ganyan tayo eh. Gaya nung party namin, reunion namin. Meron kaming isang classmate, kaedad lang namin. Nung pumasok siya, hindi na namin nakilala. Akala namin lola ng isang classmate namin. Ay ko, sinama pa yung lola niya. Yun pala, nung lumapit na kami, nag-usap, siya pala yung classmate namin, hindi yan lola niya. Siya pala yun. Pero ganyan na siya maglakad. Nung nakita namin siya, ako unang pinaharap doon, ang sabi ko sa kanya, maganda ka pa rin. Hindi ko kayang sabihin sa kanya, ang tanda-tanda mo na. I can't say it. I said to her, you look beautiful. Buti na lang hindi ko pa dinagdag yung ang bata-bata mo tingnan. Sabi ko, sobra na yun. Okay? Talagang malalim na puril what aron. But still, it's not true. What I said is not true. It's just that I don't want to offend the person. It's just that I don't want her to be angry. I don't want her to walk out of our reunion and begin to hate me. Baka pag uwi niya, sasabihin niya, huwag kayong makinig sa bishop na yan, bastos yan. Kaya sabi ko na lang sa kanya, ang ganda mo pa rin. Ano? At inisip ko na lang, yung soul ba, yung kaluluwa niya, maganda pa rin. You know, trying to justify what I said to please her. That's why you are blessed when you don't center your life on what people say and, you know, center your life on people who like you and, you know, what would please other people. You center your life on pleasing others. Sabi ni Lord, you know, you are blessed if you mourn and people revile you and people take you out and they don't like you anymore. You are blessed. Why? Why? Why is that a blessing? Because you can speak the truth. There is no fear in you. You can speak the truth in love. Being blessed is very important. Jesus designed our life to be blessed. Why? Because a blessed person is a blessing to the world. Always remember that. Today we come to church to worship God, and in giving ourselves to Him, we receive His blessing upon us. And that blessing that is received by us today, we bring that out into the world and we live our lives to become a blessing to others also. Freely you have received, freely you are going to give it out. So the lesson we learned today from our readings, Christ is revealing himself to us. Learn to trust God. Put him in the center of your heart. Amen? Trust him so that you will have hope in him. If you trust God, there will be hope for you. No matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what the problems you are facing, no matter what people are saying against you, you trust God, put him on the center of your life, in your heart, then you will always have hope in him. That hope in you, founded in Christ, will bring joy, will become the blessing of your life. Amen? Yan ang blessing mo. Hindi yung yaman mo. Hindi yung mga talento mo. The blessing that you will have in your life is the joy of knowing I have hope in Christ. No matter what happens in my life, you know, no matter what happens, no matter what the circumstances in my life may be, you know, I have hope in Jesus. That brings so much joy in my heart. This is what I would like us to pass on to our children. Ito yung gusto kong mabigay sa kanila. Hindi lang yung yumaman sila. Hindi yung maging magaling kayo, maging sikat kayo, hindi yun. I want you to be happy wherever you go. I want you to be blessed in your life, having that inner joy inside you that no circumstances can change, that no person can take away from you. Why it's inside you? Nandun sa loob mo yan. Would you like your children to have that? Would you like your children to have that joy inside them? A blessedness inside them? Yumaman man sila o hindi man sila mo yumaman, mali pa yun ta sandaron. Amen? Maging sikat man sanda o hindi man sana man maging sikat rin mo maunga nga ron, but they are joyful inside. Yun ang importante sa lahat, di ba? You know, you would see people very successful in life. I have seen so many successful people in their field of work, in their career. But deep inside, they're very dry. Whoa. Deep inside, that center, that very deep part of your soul is so dry. Why? Because they did not put God in the center of it. Yes, they may have the money. They may have all the cars. They may all have the mansions they can build. But deep inside, there's nothing. Mas gusto ko pa yung nakikita ko yung tao nagtatrabaho. Nag-aararo siya araw-araw. Pag-uwi niya sa bahay, nakangiti talaga siya. So happy. At the end of the day, he comes before God and says, "Thank you, Lord. I'm so blessed today." Yan ang importante. Sana makuha natin yan. Trust brings hope. Hope becomes the source of our joy inside.